Well, almost all of my little tribe has been gathered back now, thanks to you, listeners. You've all done a tremendously excellent job at helping me wrap my brood into the misty folds of my embrace. And I've so loved meeting you all. You're so wonderfully generous with your time. Now, will you give me just a pinch more of it? I have 3 little stragglers that I'm worried will be late. We must get them back before the sun rises, or else they'll be trapped out there for 1 whole year. These 3, Diego, David, and Victoria, went off together, and I think they were trying to escape. Imagine that! They must have thought they were just too mature to hang out with the rest of our family. How absurd! Maturity is nothing to aspire to. 3 little sour sweets from my sack are bundled together with a tale by author John Harrison. It is performed by David Ault, Erica Sanderson, Ellie Hirschman, Matthew Bradford, Danielle McRae, and Aaron Lillis. With sound stitching by RCBG Editing. This story explains why it's best to stay where it's safest. And in this case, that is at the party.
Halloween, one of the greatest times of the year. The costumes, the scares, the trick-or-treating, and of course, the sweets. Like all the other kids, Thomas had been looking forward to it for months. A bit of trick-or-treating with friends, and then off to the abandoned campsite for some exploring. Unfortunately for Thomas, his mum had her own plans.
I don't want to go to the stupid party.
Come on, Thomas. You'll have fun.
No, I won't. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm 11. Why can't I go trick-or-treating with my friends?
We've been through this. You're going to the party whilst me and your dad go to the grown-ups party.
Mom, but I don't...
No, Thomas. I'll be back to pick you up after.
But Mom...
Thomas was gutted. He couldn't believe he had to come to this party. Little kids ran around everywhere, and a little boy dressed as Frankenstein had just blown a raspberry at him. Thomas was fed up already.
Tom, thank God. I thought I was going to be stuck with him all night by myself.
Hey, no fair. You get dragged here as well, then?
Yeah, but at least you guys are here. That might make this party just about bearable.
Can't believe they've made us come to this. It's like they think we're kids.
We are kids.
You know what I mean.
Our first mission is to find a way out of this hell.
It's impossible.
We've already tried. It's like a prison in here. We ain't getting out.
Brilliant. So we're trapped here. What a great Halloween.
The party was chaos. The grown-ups tried to play games, but everyone was too pumped full of sugar to stay still for longer than 2 seconds. After what felt like forever, the party started to come to an end. The sugar was wearing off, and everyone was getting tired. Some of the smaller kids started to cry. They wanted their mums and dads. Lucy noticed that the grown-ups looked worried.
Something's wrong.
What?
You can say that again. We're stuck here.
Shut up, Tyler.
For real. Look. The staff. They're worried. And we should have been picked up by now.
Should we?
Yeah. It's 9:30. Party should have finished at 9.
She's right, you know.
I know I'm right.
Quit it, you two. We need to find out what's going on. Come on. Excuse me.
Oh, hi, darling. What's up?
I was just wondering when my mom and dad are picking me up.
Oh, soon. Really soon. There's been a mix-up with the time the party finishes. That's all.
You're right, something's up.
Why? What did she say?
No, it wasn't what she said. It was the way she said it. She was lying.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Get out of here.
How? We've already tried.
We did, but look, that lady is now stood at the door. We just need a distraction to get her to move and we can slip out. Hey there, are you okay?
I'm just missing my mummy. Do you know when she's coming to pick me up?
I don't think she is.
What? Why won't she come and pick me up?
She can't. The monster's got her.
Thomas, that was awful.
I know, it's not something I'm proud of doing, but, you know, it needed doing. Look.
You're a genius. The door's clear.
Come on, let's go.
And just like that, the group escaped and set off on their adventure. An adventure to find out what was going on. An adventure they will come to wish they hadn't even started.
I don't like this. It's too quiet.
Well, it is quite late. I mean, people will have gone home by now.
No. Where's all the cars? Where are the parents coming to pick their kids up? This doesn't feel right.
Lucy's right. There should be at least one person walking around, but the place is deserted.
So what do we do?
Where was the parents' party? My mom never told me.
My mom said it was up at the big old house on the hill.
The Greenfield house?
Yeah, that's it. What's the matter?
My dad used to tell me stories about that house.
Stories?
Yeah, he used to tell me how it was really haunted. He said people had even caught some of the ghosts on camera.
What's the plan, Tom?
The only thing we can do. Come on, we have to get up there.
The three friends made it to the Greenfield house. Although feeling brave at the bottom of the hill, fear now filled their bellies. The house was big and very old. This high up, a fog had settled, making it impossible to see very far.
Seems very quiet to say there's a party going on.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Maybe we should get out of here.
We can't. Our parents are in there. They could be in trouble and need our help.
Do you think they're still in there?
I don't know, but we have to find out.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, shut up, Tyler.
I'm gonna knock on the door.
You're gonna what?
Well, it looks like we're going in.
Oh, great.
Wow, this place looks abandoned. Who would have a party up here?
There's not even any decorations up.
Something's definitely ain't right.
The three friends move through the house, searching for their parents. Every room is the same as the last. Wallpaper peels from the walls. Dust covers everything. No one has lived here for years. Suddenly, they don't feel that brave anymore.
Where are they? Guys, I don't like this.
This is where they should be. My mom said the party was here.
Let's get out of here.
The door's locked.
I want my mom.
Shut up, Tyler. How can the door be locked? We just came through it.
The back door. Come on.
The three friends breathed a huge sigh of relief. They had escaped. It didn't last long. Ham and cheese, ham and cheese, olive juice. 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 Ham and cheese, ham and cheese, olive juice.
What the?
Why? What? Are they okay?
I don't like this. Not one bit.
That's my mom. Mom. Hey, Mom.
I wouldn't do that, Tom.
Mom?
Zombies!
Quick, run!
our three friends set off running. They had wanted an exciting Halloween, and now they were being chased by zombies. As they hit town, they all split up, running for their own houses. Thomas burst through his front door, ran up the stairs, and dived under his covers. He could hear footsteps stumbling up the stairs, coming down the hall. His bedroom door squeaked as it opened. The zombie was only a couple of steps away from his bed. He felt a hand on his covers. It pulled.
No, no, no.
Thomas!
No!
Thomas, shh, calm down, baby. Shh, it's all right, I'm here.
Shh. Mum?
Of course it's me. Who else would it be?
The zombies, they were chasing me. You were chasing me. I saw you. You turned into a zombie.
Did that have anything to do with the movie you just watched? Zombie Apocalypse? Really, Thomas, no wonder you had a nightmare.
Sorry, Mum.
Come on, let's get you tucked back in.
Night, Mum.
Night, Thomas. Oh, and Thomas, happy Halloween.
The end.
And that is it, my newest of friends. I've got them all. And just in time, too. I can see our spirit portal starting to open back up. Go ahead, my loves. Go towards the light. I'll be right behind you. Again, listeners, you were amazing. But you must be tired and maybe a bit cranky without that nap. I bet you'll sleep so, so soundly tonight if my stories haven't frightened you too much. Oh, and one fun fact. I've left you all a treat from my sack. You won't know which one it is or where you'll discover it, but you'll know it when you do, because a spooky or creepy story will come to your mind. Write it down, draw it, or craft it for me when you find it. Then put it under your pillow, and I'll collect it from your dreams. Now I must be off. When did you sneak in there? Oh, scoot out of my way. I've got places to be. Pleasant napmares.